Taming a Tambura from Bhagavati. It was the middle of a concert when Swamiji picked up the tambura to accompany himself while he sang. A tambura is an Indian instrument that easily goes out of tune. It was dreadfully off pitch, and no matter how much Swamiji tried, he couldn't tune it. Finally, he gave up and began to play it as it was. I was near him on the stage, and every time his fingers went across the strings, I cringed at the dissonance. With his sensitive ear, I don't know how he kept singing, but he did. Gradually, the dissonance waned. By the time Swamiji was halfway through the song, the tambura was perfectly in tune, and it stayed that way for the rest of the concert. Patanjali's Yoga Sutras describe the practice of ahimsa. Non-violence is how it is usually translated. Swamiji calls it harmlessness and has dedicated himself to that practice. The fruit for one who practices ahimsa perfectly, Patanjali says, is that in his presence no disharmony can arise. Wild animals are tamed, ferocious criminals subdued. Some people may disagree, but I have been playing musical instruments since I was a child, and I know they have personalities that respond to human consciousness. I think, in the presence of Swamiji's ahimsa, the tambura simply couldn't hold on to its disharmonious attitude. Swamiji's harmonious vibrations tamed it.